flexing us, so we flexing. Gave us the strength, so we flexing. Gave us the power, so we flexing. He's showing out, that's why we flexing. Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 5 of season 2 of the Not the Same Podcast Sports Show, hosted by this one word, see Micah, that one word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem.
Yeah, man.
We're glad, gracious, and very happy to be back with y'all for another Not the Same Podcast Sports Show.
Yeah,
know
man.
What I'm saying? Just James, what's up, my brother?
Good just to see James, you, my guy. Just James, what's popping, bro?
Been a minute. Well, it ain't been that long, but it's been a minute. I'm just saying it's been
nah.
a minute. One word say it's been a minute.
He was here for Holy Hunt. He was here for that.
Oh, he sure was. He sure was. Bro, I forget about that. You Holy Hunt. But anyway, man. If you
new CHH, Jeremy.
If you're watching us live on YouTube or Facebook, man, do us a solid and see what you want to see on the screen. Number one, hit that like button to get the algorithm in it. Secondly, Secondly, hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed. I was scared, brother. I was scared. Hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast. And lastly, hit the notification bell so you can be notified when we do shows like our Bible study every other week or every other week. Whenever we get to it, man, like last night, you would have caught it if you had the notification bell. I hate you missed it. If you did, if you get a chance, go back and check it out, man. I think it was pretty good. Me and my brother was able to allow the Lord to use both of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, man. Yeah, definitely catch up on that. We want to give a shout out to our rebroadcasters of the Not the Same Podcast. It would help if I put my microphone over here like this. We want to give a shout out to our rebroadcasters, our MTMV Famo, as well as Life Show TV, Praise 365, Takeover Radio, Parable Radio, RYC Praise News, His Hop Radio and Podcast Network, as well as the 520 Collective.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out to all the rebroadcasters of the Not the Same Podcast and one episode of one show or another. They may not show all of them, but they show a little something.
And if you would like to be a rebroadcaster of the Not the Same Podcast, this is all you have to do. Email us at notthesamepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get back with you and we'll discuss the details of how we want to do that. And, hey, man, we may be able to work something out. Be on the lookout for other things, man. We may have a live event one day. We may do something else. Just keep a peek on what we're doing on the Not the Same Podcast. Also, lastly, as we do our announcements, like to do it at the beginning of church, here's the announcements.
Right. Our weekly announcements.
And why the old lady always got to say it like that? Why they ain't get somebody young to do that, dog? Anyway, I digress. Why they can get it, the head of the motherboard to do that every time? Yeah. But anyway, man.
We'll be having the fish fry this Friday night.
Come on, man. And you talking about we want the youth to come to church. You got grandmama's grandmama doing it. Come on, dog.
Gigi mama up that mode.
Yeah. Well, yo, grandmama talking about that G pop up there. I mean, nah, brother, I'm saying. What
mine is OG pop. I ain't worried about it.
Anyway, keep a lookout with us on YouTube as well as other social media platforms as Twitter, Not the Same Podcast, Not the Same Pod, and everywhere else at Not the Same Podcast, Instagram, including TikTok, that's the one I was thinking about, and Facebook, and other, and for your bootleg streamers, man, hashtag Not the Same Podcast and stop getting our numbers for free. One word.
Yeah, that's it. Please.
All right. Let's get to
Somebody
tell me what's pop. All right. This is our What's Poppin' second, man. Latest NFL news. You got any NFL news, brother?
Nothing but free agency is coming up. They got a week before
this
they can do the franchise tag. We got a couple of things going. Justin Fields is on the trade block. So the Bears are really all in on trying to get Justin Fields up out of there. A little Russell Simmons news.
Russell Simmons.
Look, I mean Russell Wilson.
thank you, everybody. Good night.
God bless. Russell, right. That's how I'm feeling right now over here in the body. Good night. God bless. Anyways, but Russell Wilson, coach talking about he don't know who's gonna be number one, number two.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh looking to see if they want to make a move or not because they felt like their quarterback should have been NFL ready, but he's not quite NFL ready. He's kind of like a project. So it could be some Fields news. And right now the Cardinals is looking to possibly move Kyler Murray. That's the crazy part. So I don't know if anybody wants that contract.
Right.
You know what I mean? They shouldn't have gave him that much of this. And not a knock on Kyler, but Kyler is me and C height. We're 6 foot. When you're a 6 foot quarterback, I mean, Drew Brees was able to do it. Yes. So they thought maybe Kyler. But the difference is Kyler is an athletic quarterback. And when you have an athletic quarterback, it helps when you're athletic and have height because you can see over the offensive linemen and you can see over the linebackers and whatnot to give you that advantage of being both athletic as well as having a cannon for an arm, i.e. Cam Newton or Patrick Mahomes or Jackson up in Baltimore. So, but when you 6 foot with that, it's hard if you're not a pocket passer and your schemes ain't working for you. So they gave him all that money. They're looking to move him as well. Also, there are a lot of running backs on that's open on free agency this this summer. Yes. So with it being so many running backs out there, the college running backs, ain't nobody going before the fifth round, I believe. I think it's the fifth round before we see any running, because you got like Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard. You got some big-time Henry from Tennessee. You got some big-time running backs that are out there in free agency. And if you remember a couple of years ago, they were telling us that the life expectancy of a running back in the NFL is 5 years. So now GMs have taken that, those analytics, they've taken it, and they're not trying to give running backs that paper. So with the free agency part of it, when it comes to the running back marketing game, we'll see what pops off this year as far as what's going to happen once free agency starts, where they can start franchise tagging these cats.
All right, NBA news, the power rankings, sir.
Yo, power rankings is up, and so are the Celtics and T-Wolves, man. Check this out. Celtics are number one, T-Wolves are number two, the Thunder are number three, Clippers four, followed by the Nuggets, Cavs, Mavs, Suns. The Bucks are now back in the top 10, and the Knicks at number 10. So those are your top 10 NBA power rankings right now.
Yeah, the Bucks have started playing just a smidget of defense.
Just a smidget.
Just a smidge. Salute to them. All right. NCAA basketball news for women. Top 10 rankings for the women and the men.
Hey, but before we go to the men and women, I'm going to say this about the NBA and the Bucks because you brought it up. They had said something to Dame about his relationship with Giannis, and Dame had this to say: we're not going to be best friends in 3 weeks. That's just not going to happen. It's not realistic. Yeah. What I see whenever I see Dame on the bench and he's sitting on the bench and Giannis and his brother talking is he's irritated. You can see it all. Like the other night, you know, you had T Antetokounmpo, and you had Giannis.
Yeah,
they were talking, and Dame was right there. Like, man, I wish he would shut the one word up. And you know what I'm saying? he looked very irritated.
This is a different one word that Mr. Right. Davis is talking about, but it's another one word.
Yeah. What up, little bro? So, to the top 10, we're gonna start with the ladies first. South Carolina is. If South Carolina don't win the championship this year, it is a complete failure, in my opinion. Because they have been dominant all season long in that number one spot. Number two is Ohio State. Texas, number three. Stanford, number four. Followed by Vitek, Iowa. USC is number seven. I keep telling y'all, Juju Watson is breaking records, bro. She didn't pass. Hey, she's breaking records. Y'all just, I said this last week, and I'm going to keep saying this. If you have not watched the female USC team, because the male USC team is not all that hot, check out Juju Watson, man. She is a beast. UCLA is number eight. LSU is number nine. And number 10 is UConn. Over on the men's side, you got Houston, who is now in that number one spot. Man, Houston has been a problem the last 4 years in the NCAA, and they've been killing it. So can they bring it all the way home? Number two is Purdue. UConn, number three. Tennessee is number four. Marquette at number five. Arizona, number six. Kansas at number seven. Followed by Iowa State, North Carolina, and Duke Blue Devils at number 10.
What do you think about, just a random question, man. Purdue has, they known for the big man, Zach Edey. What, he's like 7'2"?
Yeah,
bro. You think he nice, man?
Bro, I think he's a traditional big man. And if you're watching the NBA right now with traditional big men, like how Jokic is doing it, I think Jokic is
back. They kind of sneaking on back.
You know what I mean? They're coming back. And if you're watching these teams who play bully ball, you know what I mean? They'll transition if they got a center and they notice that, hey, we got a matchup. Coaches are starting to transition back to the basket type basketball plan. So I think he could be drafted. I think he'll be a lottery pick if he came out because he's big. He goes and gets the boards. He got a little midi. He don't need the three. He ain't got to be Jokic. But Jokic is bringing hope back to the big man.
I think he's much better than what people think because he looked like a big lug. No, he got offensive skills. And he, like you say, he hits the board. He's big, you know, he blocks shots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be better than what people think in the NBA. Because like Rob is saying, man, I think the NBA is kind of trending back towards the big man. You know, they left the big man for like, what, 7-8 years, you know, because everybody got pace and space, man. But you play them little bitty teams, they get beat up. Think about last year. I give my team as an example. We got pounded. But we got pounded by the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Because they were too big. The Lakers didn't lose till they ran into a bigger one word. When they ran into a bigger one word, then they lost. And then Jokic went all the way to the chip. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing can do.
I just think the big man is back, man. 7 foot players should be in under the basket. You should at least have a little bit of a post up game, dog. Something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be just dribbling and being able to shoot, or you end up like Embiid. All these big men, you ain't supposed to be moving like guards. You know, you should have a little bit of them skills, but that shouldn't be your primary role as a 7 foot dude. Your body ain't made for that.
No, no matter how good it look, your body not made for it. This is the reason why Anthony Davis is having problems. Yep. And like we get all excited about Wembanyama and all the stuff that he can do. Amazing. But bro, you better pull it down to the basket. If you can shoot the J, cool. You know, Jokic is showing like we just talked about. Also Filipowski from Duke. You know what I mean? He's another one who's a traditional big man. He's down there. He's pounding, getting them boards, got the little mid-range, doing Hakeem Olajuwon type stuff. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It, just the old school back to the basket. You know, I'll just beat you down until I get an easy bucket. You know, I'll back you down until I get an easy bucket.
Because I'm going to say this, we'll move on. I know we kind of ran it on this, but for like the last 7 years, you were able to guard centers with Draymond Green.
Yeah,
that was non-existent when Draymond Green tried to guard Jokic. Oh, Jokic was beasting him because he should be. Draymond Green is like 6'6", 6'7". Jokic is like 7 foot with back to the basket game. He go over left shoulder or right shoulder and shoot the three and shoot the midi and dime that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
And no 6'7" dude should be able to guard no 7 foot dude, in my opinion. Just the physics shouldn't match. I understand there's some 6'7" dudes with 7 foot wingspan, which kind of levels it out. I dig that. Dog, you 7 foot tall, put his butt in the basket, turn around and dunk.
Yep.
And go up strong, get to the free throw line and make your free throws. All right, man. We went too long, but you know that we real basketball people. Let's go to the soapbox.
Let's get it.
Soapbox.
All right, this is our Soapbox segment where me and Rob go off for 2 minutes on whatever's on our mind. We have a timer to look like this. We have a buzzer that sounds like this when it's over. By tradition, I always let my brother Rob go first. My brother, is you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Let's get it in.
Yo, this past weekend, man, my Duke Blue Devils decided they wanted to not show up for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, and we ended up losing this past weekend. But not only did we lose, we also had a player hurt. Why? Because of what my brother just said, the traditional court storming. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times when the kids get, you know, Duke is one of those teams, I don't care how good you are. If you beat Duke, Duke could be the worst team in the world.
Yeah.
Let them lose. It's a court storming situation. It don't matter what our record is. It don't matter if we rank. It don't matter if we number one or number 332, which we will never be because we're Duke. But the point that I'm making is when it comes to this court storming, and I know everybody's talking about, we got to do something.
Yeah.
They only say it when it's a popular team and someone gets hurt. It's a tradition. Yes. So the bottom line with court storming, we got some people they talking about some, it's a $500,000 fine, it's a $1 million fine, it's an all this fine. That's for teams like Alabama Crimson Tide football team, where they say, we're going to charge you $1 million if your people come out here storming. Because the thing that people don't see are the reporters that get ran over, the women that gets trampled. You know what I mean? Because bottom line, whenever something exciting happens and you court storm, it's a tradition, folks.
Yes.
Think about this. Remember when Dame hit the game when they shot in the playoffs? His team stormed him. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's just what happens. Mm-hmm. You want to get rid of court storming? I get it. But you're going to have to get rid of a lot of other traditional things that's going on, because court storming is not the issue, in my opinion, because injuries, when I looked it up, only 4 injuries have taken place. The most severe injury took place in Nebraska. My man got hit, had a seizure, and then he ended up being paralyzed for the rest of his life. Yep. But it's like, it's like lottery winners, bro. It doesn't, injuries doesn't happen. I get some people might not agree with me on this one, but yeah. When it comes to court storming, it's college tradition for the victory. If it's a good against a good team, just don't be court storming because you're trying to get TV time. Go ahead, bro.
I make one request or whatever, one response to that. I think I agree with you. I think all they should do, I think court storming should be legal. Just get the players off. Just that's it. Because there's some nuts out here. And there's a lot more incidents. Like we had an incident with my team that I like, the Memphis Tigers, where somebody tried to swing on a player. And the player was composed and he didn't lose his boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And snap, he was composed. But swing on the wrong dude. It's going to be night-night. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing I would say, man, let them get the players off, dog. And then, hey, do what you do. Turn up. Because really, they're just trying to celebrate a moment. You know, they want to be there. I was there. They're there with a phone. I'm court storming. And a lot of people are not intentionally hurting the players. They're just trying to get to the court. That's why I said, man, just give them 1 minute. Get these players off there and turn up, dog. Do what you want to do. That's the only thing. That's what I say.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. All right. My soapbox is this, man. I'm going to go in on a subject that's popular to a lot of people, all of America, man. NFL football running backs, right? My soapbox is this. I think, I heard Stephen A. say this, and I fully agree with this. I think running backs should be able to come out 1 year earlier than the regular players because college football players got to stay in college for 3 years. Then they can enter the NFL draft. The reason I say they should be able to come in 1 year earlier is because of this. Because you say the lifespan, you said this earlier What's Poppin' segment. The lifespan of a running back is 5 years, probably like max, right? So you go, they play their normal contract, and then they get franchised, and then they mess around and be a free agent, and everybody ain't seen what they can do. They've been ran down, i.e. Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard was a hot commodity. Last year he was just okay because he's not really a number one back. He should be a number two back. He's a very good change of pace back, but he's not a bruiser to be the number one guy, i.e. a Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is a number one type player. You know, they're two different type of runners. Derrick Henry run over you. Tony Pollard run zigzag. Yeah. He ain't running. You know what I'm saying? He's no East and West type guy. What I propose, give them another year because these guys are getting cheated out of big money and the owners know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're franchising when nobody else can get them. They only get this limited amount of money. And then after that year, they give them a million carries because they ain't no good no more. Till they not no good no more. And they're like, all right, yeah, now you free agent. Go get your money. Now Saquon probably gets some money. Tony Pollard ain't finna get the bread he should have got. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I think that's been happening too long, man. So I like Stephen A's idea. I would credit him, Stephen A of ESPN. We are not part of ESPN, but of him, he had the idea. Let them come out a year earlier because most running backs, they stocky dudes. It ain't like wide receivers where you still – that's why receivers smaller than us, bro. But ain't running backs smaller than us. Ain't none of them running backs smaller than us. Running backs got big legs normal the time. They very, very thick in the thighs. They very short dudes most of the time, 5'8", 5'9". They're very rare big ones like Derrick Henry. Most of them under 6 feet tall, and they stocky dudes. I think they can handle it. So that's my soapbox.
Hey, agreed, bro.
Yep. Let's get into our debate for you, Sabin. All right, this is our debate feud segment where me and Rob are going back and forth over particular subjects for 5 minutes. We have a timer that looks like that on the screen. When it's over, you have a buzzer that sounds like this. Our first thing we're going to for tonight, our question is the NBA impress, depress. My brother, who are you impressed with in the Eastern Conference?
Yo, I have to give a shout out and give love to my Miami Heat, man. They are 8-2 in the last 10. They on a 5-game winning streak. And a few of these games came away with like 7 players out due to suspension and injury. Remember, it was that little brawl that took place the other night. Jimmy Butler, he got suspended. A couple of other people got suspended with the Pelicans or whatever the case may be. This is why the Heat is always dangerous in the playoffs because this is what they do. 8-2 in the last 10. It's real quiet right now. But this is why they're dangerous. 5-game winning streak. And they're able to get big wins with majority of their players out. 7 players out and you still come away with a win like that? Yeah, I'm impressed.
I'm going to say I'm impressed with the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. They're number 2 in the conference right now. Mm-hmm. They had a big win last night. Crazy win. They should have lost to Dallas. Let's be honest. They should have lost, but Strus went crazy. You know, Strus, you quite aware of what Strus can do. I think he dropped four or five threes at the end of the game, back to back to back, kind of like Trace McGrady did one time, five threes. Okay, thank you, bro. And hey, salute to them, man. But I think they're overall a very good team. I don't think they're a team that works perfectly. Like, I think you got to sit one player to make other players work because they get the Twin Towers and they don't always play together on purpose. Donovan Mitchell
and Mobley.
Yeah, Donovan. No, I'm thinking about what's the other guard name?
You're talking Darius Garland.
Yeah, them two are kind of like copies. Darius Garland, like a smaller Donovan Mitchell. Both of them are really like small shooting guards. But I think Darius Garland, in my opinion, is more of a point guard, but they've been running Donovan Mitchell as a point guard spot. And whatever they're doing is working. I leave it at that. It's working.
Yeah.
All right. Deep press in the East, bro.
The Wizards are just trash, bro. They 0-10 the last 10. They're on a 12-game skid. Poole's contract is going to kill them. And Kuzma just stuck in purgatory.
He is. I'm going to say Detroit Pistons. Although I felt like they was totally robbed from a win from the other night, I think it just ain't worked. Now, I think they probably going to come out with a better record than the Wizards because the Wizards, I think they just don't even care no more. You know what I'm saying? And I think the Pistons are actually trying. They just losing. But I'm going to say the Pistons for now. Okay. Impressed in the West, bro.
Lo, I got a tie this week, man. Listen, both the Thunder and the T-Wolves are number one in the West at 41-17 right now.
Yep.
Shea is MVP talk, and Anthony Edwards, listen, y'all talking about the face of the league? Hey, these guys are next, man. Shea, SGA, and Anthony Edwards, these guys are next up. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Timberwolves as well, man, just because I just think they're of all the young teams that's up top, I got the most faith in them because they got bigs. And they got bigs that can do something. You know what I'm saying?
Cat,
Cat is not a leader. He's not a number one, but he's a very good big man. He can get rebounds. Also, Gobert, he's still a good defensive player. You know what I'm saying? They're all DPOYs have not totally left him. He's still a decent good big player. And they're just big, man. Anthony Edwards like 6'7", 6'8". You got them. They got bigs coming off the bench. You got Kyle Anderson. And, look, Mike Conley Jr. just re-signed. Got him a little bread. That is exactly what that team needed. A vet at the point guard position. Remember D'Angelo Russell was there. He wanted to shoot everything. It didn't work. Then they had, I believe his name, Jordan something, the dude coming off the bench that was actually a decent of a point guard. They needed a real PG, and they got a real PG now, man.
I just think
they're going to be a problem.
Great veteran point guard to have going into the playoffs.
Yep. All right, deep press in the West, bro.
Man, the Trailblazers are 1-9 in the last 10, and they just seem to truly be in a rebuilding stage. After getting rid of Dame, after getting rid of C.J. McCollum a couple of years before, it's like they don't care. Ayton, I wasn't impressed with Ayton out in Phoenix. I know somebody had kind of went back and forth with me on the show one time about Ayton. I don't see it. You know what I mean? He's not that guy.
I don't think Grant, he love it, bro.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you got to – there you go. You got to love this game if you're going to play it. Some people just play basketball because, hey, this is how I make my money. It's like one of us. We go to work, and this is the job we have. Some people literally play basketball because that's their job. I'm tall, and I happen to be good at it. I don't really love it. I like it. But, you know, and that's how some basketball players are. That's what I see in eight. And Scoop just seemed to be a bust to me.
I'm going to say my Memphis Grizzlies. I'm going to say it only because of Monday they lost to another terrible team, the Brooklyn Nets, and they got embarrassed. And listen, that was a team that they had a chance to beat. You competed with the Clippers. You competed. You took the Clippers to the fourth quarter to the last minute. Two Jaren Jackson turnovers, and y'all would have been in that game. And then you lose to the Nets like that. Like, dog, you was down up to 27. It is. And listen, I'm not mad. I don't want the coach fired. I understand it's a bunch of losses, but I was depressed with that, period.
Y'all that was a trash loss.
That was embarrassing, dog. And, you know, it's just embarrassing, man. All right, man, that subject, let me move on. I don't want to talk about
that. Boy, about to get depressed for real.
Real depressed. All right, does the NBA have a referee problem with outcomes like Monday's Pistons-Knicks game? I actually have a video of this. I'm going to run it in just a second here. Here we go. Let me pick. But talk to the people, bro, while I look for this. Give me a second.
To answer your question while you get that, do they have a The problem is the lack of consistency in calls depending on the team and the superstar who's playing. That's my number one. And if you want to play the video, that'll set that up just perfect. The lack of consistency in calls and depending on what team is playing and the superstar who was playing that night.
Yes.
That's my number one. I was going to let you run your video because I got about four or five things to do and I got a way to fix it.
Okay, here we go. Let me run this video right quick. Here we go, y'all.
Brunson, three-pointer. Off the mark. Rebound deflected. Chased down. Saved by Grimes to Fontecchio. Knocked away. Hartenstein picks it up. Out to DiVincenzo. 10 seconds to go. He throws it away. Ball loose. Picked up by Brunson. Brunson inside the Hart. Hart banks it in. Deflected, chased down, saved by Grimes to Fontecchio. Knocked away, Hartenstein picks it up. Out to DiVincenzo. 10 seconds to go, he throws it away. Ball loose, picked up by Brunson. Brunson inside to Hart. Hart banks it in, and a foul! Knicks take the lead.
So, if you didn't see what happened right there, basically, there was a ball, a loose ball, and Piston player,
Knicks player
ran straight through dude. What's up, Mr. G? Ran straight through dude. No call. Ref swallowed the whistle. Knicks get the ball, pass it to my man. I can't remember dude's name right now. He hits the layup. Game, set, match. Monty Williams went off, and he should have went off. And he better not get fined. Because they came back at the 2 minute report, you know, the last 2 minute report said, yeah, we should have called a foul. What good is that? They got the L now. Call the foul when you see it. The ref was right there, dog. This
man,
wasn't like the ref
look.
Down. I didn't see it. What? How did you not see it? Come on. Anyway, go ahead, bro.
Hey, look, man. Hey, take it out. I'm gonna go on my little rants on this. We're gonna go over a little bit on this. Look, there's a few refs to just be in their feelings, and because they stay in their feelings and they hold grudges, they'll tee you up quick. You know what I'm saying? They get involved with these disputes with players, and the player can't even blink wrong. It gets to a point where if the player talking to himself, and if you play sports, we all talk to ourselves when we mess up.
We all do.
Come on, one word, and you talk to yourself. I wasn't even talking to
not talking to you.
You know what I'm saying? So they'll tee you up, and it's a situation where refs have to start taking themselves out. But again, I'm gonna let you go. See, I got two more points I want to make on this one before we let it go, because I got the perfect solution on how to hold refs accountable, bro.
Yeah, I just think that was embarrassment. That's not the first time this year. It's been a lot of bad calls. And listen, I think refs should be publicly chastised. Players should not be fined for talking about refs. You're overprotecting these dudes, and you're making it seem like they can do no wrong. Nah, dog, they wrong. Just like they have a press conference where players got to answer for what they did, let they butt get up there on the podium and have to answer for, hey, what did you see with that call, Mr. Ref? And publicize it and let them have to answer for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead, bro.
As far as missed calls go, listen, for these, it's a such thing as human error. I get that. But what we just saw was unacceptable. You dig what I mean? That was just unacceptable. Yep. You the ref, and my man was right there in front of you. Can't tell me you didn't see. You would have saw it was a three-pointer, and he came down in the landing space. You didn't see him hit you with this roll tackle that they doing. We ain't at the Giants game. It's the Knicks game.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So there's a human factor in it, but this is how we could fix this. And if y'all are able to type and see, you can tell me. Listen to this. I think refs should be on a point system. And this is what I mean. If you make a bad call, that's a point. How many total points you get determines your punishment as far as fines go. So let's just say you make a bad call. The two-minute report come out. Okay, you got a point. You get 5 points or 3 points, however you want to do your point system. Then you start hitting the pocketbooks. If you get so many points in a season, you don't qualify to be able to ref for the playoffs.
That's
a way that refs will stop making these these filling calls when somebody make them mad. If they're holding a grudge from the last time they repped this and dude called him out his name or whatever the case may be, because you're human. Somebody called you a B-A-N, you know what I'm saying? You gonna remember that, and he can't do nothing. Give him a point system. Let the points, whether it be 3 or 4 points, and every time they have a bad call, when they do this after the 2-minute report or whatever the case may be, okay, look, you had three bad calls that's worth 1 point, or whatever the case may be, or y'all missed this, or point the team that's out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then so many points, and then it'll start hitting your pocketbook. So if you got 5 bad calls, that's going to cost you. Yeah. I don't know how much refs make, but this is getting ready to hit your pocketbooks, and that's going to be your fine because you got too many points. They do it at jobs when you call off. They can do it with these refs. And then if you got too many points, one word, you ain't sniffing the playoffs. Go home. Get your stuff right. You know what I'm saying? That's my idea. Know,
I wish they had, you know, like in the NFL, like a coach can challenge, but also they can call a review from up top. The play can go on, and they be like, nah, we reviewing, and go back. So, like, say that exact same play we played, and they go in and they score, and they be like, we got a review from the booth. Because, you know, they got it's in Secaucus, where they always have – Secaucus, New Jersey, where they always have the, all the cameras. They sitting there watching, be like, nah, dog, we can't let this go. This is going to ruin the game. Like, they could do that. Like, if the refs had the thing in there, like, hey, nah, dog, blow the whistle. So, salute to too short. Blow the whistle, dog. Hey, I don't care what you're talking about, dog. Go on, blow that whistle, because nah, we ain't gonna let this even happen. They stopped the game. I think that would be cool, man, because that was a travesty, dog. It's one thing, we know the Pistons suck, but you took a win from them. That should have been a foul, point blank period. They should have been at the free throw line at that time, that point of the game, man. And that was just an embarrassment, bro. Any last thoughts on this before we move on?
I mean, the Pistons could have boxed out. They gave up like 2 or 3 offensive boards.
That's very, very true.
That particular thing, if you go to the Mr. G, you're right. It makes too much sense. But you never know. They might come across this little clip, and next thing you know, they have a point system the next year.
When y'all do it, make sure you make the check out the Not the Same Podcast, LLC. We are official business. Go on, send it over here. We are depositing in the bank. You know what I'm saying?
And to Mr. G's point on the sports betting rules, that's fine. Yeah. You can keep the sports betting rules in a point that's not what I'm saying for them to overturn the game. You start hitting them refs' pockets, then
things going to change. I'm just saying,
things may change because you got to remember the betting rules go with the game. And we all know Donahue or whatever his last name was said that refs be doing some shady stuff. He proved it. So. All
right, man, next subject. This is a good one. I think this will be a good conversation. Has LeBron made unhealthy expectations for his son Bronny's career? Mr. Davis.
Yes, and the media played right into it.
Yes,
and
they
unfortunately
did.
For Bronny, good or bad or indifferent, his old dude is the modern day GOAT.
Yep.
And to be honest, the way he playing, he's a note. And I'll stop right there and let you go because I'm not bashing Bronny, but yes.
I think LeBron was out of pocket because LeBron said, oh, Bronny better than some of these teams in the NBA, better than some of the players in the NBA right now. He said that out of his mouth.
He also just
said a couple of days ago, can we let him just be a kid? No, you did this, my guy. Listen, I know you love your son. Respect. You're the GOAT. You know why other players never talk about their sons, these great players? Because they don't want to put that pressure on them. They want them to be a kid. You ain't never heard Michael Jordan say nothing about his son. He had two sons that played in college. He never said nothing. Never heard nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of players. They just be the dad and they sit in the back. LeBron, and it's a good thing. It's awesome that he loves his son. No, listen, man, he's not my GOAT, but one thing I respect, that man shows a perfect example of family. No drama. He has a beautiful wife. He has a beautiful family. He puts her up front. And, you know, it's beautiful. I love it, dog. But at the same time, dog, you hurting your son. You hurting your son because, look, Bronny ain't that. Bronny is not. His name may be LeBron Jr., but he's not LeBron.
Right.
He should be able to be in college and get better. Now, he has enough talent to be in the NBA. Not next year, though. He need another year of college. He need to work on his game. He need to be able to play. He need to play without expectations and get better. Like, he don't have to be a first. Bron should have never said, man, I'll go to any team to draft my son. Because you know what he did? He recognized who he is and put pressure on 30 teams in the NBA that, man, whoever draft, we're going to get LeBron. So they don't really care about Bronny. They want LeBron. Because they know even a 41-year-old LeBron is better than most of the NBA.
Yeah. Check it out, though. Right now, Bronny is projected to go late second round in the 2025 draft.
Yeah.
Not even this year. We're talking about the 2025 draft. So,
that's right.
Listen, I believe Bron's dreams of playing with Bronny is adding even more pressure. Because Bron is, what, 40?
Yeah. No. Like, he's 40. 39.
He's 39. So, we just going to say 40. Okay,
one
so
word 40.
He's 39, right?
Yeah.
In basketball years, that one word 60 because he's been playing since he's 19. You know how they go. Listen, that's a lot of miles on LeBron feet, yes, knees, arms, yes, and I get
straight
it.
Straight out of high school. Not one day of college.
This man is a physical specimen. You dig what I'm saying? I get it. You put a meal in your body, that's what it better be coming back out. And he's 100%. Playing at a high caliber. But yes, we're talking about another two seasons. Right now, mm-hmm, he's projected at 2025 second round. That means the draft, the 2024 draft,
and then
the 2025 season. Then you got the 25 draft, which is not even next season. Then Bron would have to play 25, 26. That's a 43-year-old LeBron. That one with 100 years old on the court. You dig what I'm saying?
Boy, out there like Moses, you know what I'm saying, hooping.
Hey, at that point, you know what I'm saying, it's kiss the ring like they already doing, you know what I'm saying? But all jokes aside, LeBron will be 42, 43 years old before Bronny even think about getting into the league. And this is if he don't get injured again. You forget he had the cardiac arrest situation. If he gets any type of injuries, God forbid, I'm not speaking injury on my young brother. But what I'm not saying is he has to get better. Otherwise, he's going to be looking like Dwayne Wade's son. Mm-hmm. He went to Utah's affiliate, and we don't know what Zaire's doing. You dig what I'm saying? Zaire might be out in Zaire literally now, you know, playing in the African NBA league. I think he was over there for a minute. Too much pressure.
Address the question that our boy Hagan said. Hagan said, what if Bronny end up going to in the G League? Y'all think LeBron going to play for Sioux Falls or Skyforce? No.
Not at all.
No. And if he do, good. It's not the end of the world. There's hundreds of G League players that are now getting money. There's been G League players that are all-stars. Chris Middleton was in the G League. Plenty of G League players. Your guy that's on your team, I know you get tired of him sometimes, the tall dude that shoot that jumper. He got the ratchet. He be good. Robinson. Listen,
Duncan.
He's contributed. Yeah. Duncan Robinson contributed in the playoffs, played in the G League.
He did.
Max Strus played in the G League. He just hit the big game winning shot last night, played in the G League. There's plenty of players from the G League that's getting money right now.
Martin came from the G League. Yep.
What LeBron should do is say, look, man, hey, I did put some expectations on my son, but, man, I need y'all to fall back. I messed up. My bad. But, hey, man, I'm just going to support my son, whatever he want to do, whenever he's ready. He can get there. Because I'm not going to say he can't get there. He's 6'4". He got a better jumper than his daddy already. He can shoot. You know what I'm saying? He's athletic. He can get somewhere with some work on his game and some training. And look, your dad got all the money in the world. That man, your dad is in the NBA. One of the few NBA players that's while he's in the NBA is a billionaire. In the NBA. That normally happened after, like Magic Johnson, that happened after the fact. Not now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you can get the training you need. You can be as good as you want if you want to. But I'm going to be quiet as kept, dog.
I think Bryce that dude.
I was just about to say that. I think Bryce the one.
Yeah.
Bryce is taller. Bryce can shoot. Bryce might be the guy. I'm just saying, dog. The voice said 54% of current players are G League alum. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
It's working.
Exactly.
This is exactly what the G League was about.
You're right, Hagan.
So cats wouldn't have to go overseas.
Never admit he's wrong.
Oh, no, he ain't gonna do that.
But, man, hey, for Hope, man, I hope he just chill out on the comments about his son and just support your son. Man, go be a dad, though. You know what I'm saying? Let your son blossom in his own way. He's not the prodigy you were. But that doesn't mean he can't make it to the league. He can get there. It's possible. He need to do like Scottie Pippen's son, man. Change your name a little bit. And just, right. you know, play, hey, Scottie Pippen play for my team. He nice. Boy, I want them to sign him. I'm cool with it. Hey, come on, Scottie. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with it. All right, next subject, man. What are your thoughts on the Clippers' new logo? And I got the picture of it. What are your thoughts about the Clippers' new logo? And here it is. Let me put this up right quick. Oh, my bad. There it is right there. So I'm going to move to the side where we ain't cutting off Rob because, you know, we ain't trying to.
No, we all good.
We ain't trying to be naughty over here. Covering one eye.
Right. Symbolism.
We knew it. That's why they podcast look so good. No. So, to your left or right, that's the old logo, and that's the new logo. And they got the whole floor and everything. They're getting a whole brand new arena. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're finally separating from under the Lakers shadow. I respect them for that. What are your thoughts on the logo, though, bro?
I think it's perfect. New logo, new stadium, new beginnings. Listen, man, the Clippers fan base has grown so much. You know what this I mean? It's grown, and it's time to, like you just said, get out of the Lakers shadow. The new stadium is called the Intuit Dome. Intuit Dome, located Intuit. In Inglewood. In Inglewood, 14 miles south of Crypto. Yeah. How much more you think Clippers fans going to be excited to actually come to the game? How much more do you think Clippers players are going to be excited now that they don't have to come into a stadium looking at all Laker banners, Laker statues. I got Magic, Shaq, Kobe all out front. None of that. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to look at no banners. They don't have to look at no retired jerseys but their own. Shout out to the Clippers, man. This is a very good look for them.
Yeah, I'm going to salute it. Like, at first I didn't like it. Then I started thinking about, like, man, that joint looks very corporate. And when I saw it on the jersey, I was like, okay, this is different. I don't have pictures of the jersey, but when I saw it on the jersey, it was dope to me. And like what Rob said, man, they should have been out of the Lakers shadow forever. Listen, the Clippers, they have not won a chip. And I get it, and people in L.A. always say that, well, till they win a chip, they don't matter. No, they're building their fan base. They're building their fan base because one team in L.A., if any team in L.A. is going to win this year, it won't be the Lakers, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they got enough firepower. The Clippers do. Now, they've been on a little skid here lately, but I think they got enough to win something, though. I really do.
I think it's dope.
I think it's dope, like you said, man. They got the whole new arena. They got the whole – for them to have their own space, and they got the owner that got the bread to do it. That's the difference. Man. They got – because Donald Sterling, he had the bread, but he didn't care. He didn't care nothing about that. He was drinking buddies with the Lakers owner, the bus guy. So he was like, man, I'm cool with y'all. You know, I'm making a little change off y'all. This guy got his own vision. He got his own bread, and he wants to know we're unique. We're us. We're not the Lakers. And I think that's dope, man.
It's super dope. They join whole 18,000 people. You know what I mean? That's enough to be intimate.
That's just enough.
And the way that they got it is reminiscent of the Maverick Stadium. If you go to the Maverick Stadium and you look at it, the way they have built the new stadium, it's not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah.
And when you do those intimate type 18,000, you don't need much. You can use it for a concert venue or whatever the case may be. But the main thing is you want it loud and you want that playoff atmosphere. Mm. Listen, I told y'all, tinfoil hat. If they win the championship this year or next year, especially this year, and then they can go and drop a banner when they go into the new stadium. I'm telling y'all right now, it's gonna be a wrap. They ain't never gotta win a game.
Oh, they're gonna have fans forever. They be like, I was there when they won the chip. I was there when they dropped the banner. I was there when the first day the arena opened, we had the ring ceremony. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's gonna hit different. You know what I'm saying?
It would. I don't think it's gonna happen, but it's possible.
We're going to wrap this one up early, man. But, no, I like the logo, man. It grew on me, and salute to them, man.
I don't get that.
That's a boat. A clipper is a ship.
Okay.
Had the ship included in what they're doing, but they haven't actually what it is. So it's a type of ship.
Okay. So, see, now, hey, you say you learn something every day. Well, You never knew.
All right, man. Next subject and last subject for tonight. No, they ain't. No, we going to the one word of the day. My bad, man. Y'all forgive me. You know, brother a little hungry. But let's get into the one word of the day. This one word. No.
Of the day.
All right, the one word of the day is Cam Noonan, not for doing something dumb, but because that boy held his own against 3, 4, 5 dudes tried to jump him, and his hat never moved. That boy had a Wizard of Oz smooth hat on, and Dorothy smooth never had to move.
Didn't have to click no heels or nothing.
He had to click no heels or nothing. All right, man, I'm going to try to get the video for it. Y'all give me a second. I'm going to pull the video up. But my boy held his own, for real. Like he did it like a G, as they say.
Hey, he did. And when we get done watching the video, I'm gonna say something, because you know Cam get all he's the brunt of all jokes. But I think people forget. Yeah.
You trying to be nice, I know, bro.
I know, man.
Yeah, but because in a second. You said what?
I wasn't trying to insinuate nothing else. He ain't like the Big Luke, even though people treat him that way.
I ain't saying nothing about Cam no more. He got all my respect. I don't want no problems, Cam. Hey, you see this, look. Dog? Salute to you, my guy. Salute to you. All right, here we go with Cam New.
Before you say we don't have all the facts, as you can see.
Yeah, y'all don't want no problems with Cam Newton, dog. That's what we're going to leave it at. Y'all don't want no problems with Cam Newton, dog. Leave that man alone.
You know what?
Leave that man alone, dog. You know what I'm saying? This ain't what you want, dog. This ain't what you want.
Folks look at the way they think Cam's sweet because of the way he be dressing. Now, yeah. I get it. He wears some suspect-type looking clothes. But when it's at the end of the day, that man is 6'8", 250 pounds, grown man. You dig what I'm saying? And he still feel like he could play in the NFL. You know what I mean? So that means he's still in the gym. Yep. He's still doing. My man had one dude by his dread and the other man in a headlock, and he never once failed.
Never failed.
And his hat never came off.
No.
And he threw one off, another one came, he grabbed him too. And my point that I'm making is this, man. Cam, you my one word, bro.
Salute to you.
Hold on. Held your own, and if you want to know what's happening, like, man, they say Cam was talking noise. Yeah. Look, they played a 7-on-7 tournament, and again, this goes back to what I was saying about basketball. When you play sports, you talk noise. Let me tell you something. When we went to the retreat for the podcast, we
noise
played
was
ball.
Talked.
There
yes.
was noise talk playing
Absolutely.
Ball. You dig what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Like, it happens. It's the competitiveness.
And it will happen again.
But whenever you talk noise and then you get in your feelings and you let your feelings take over, like, I think I can take this sweet dude. Hey, nah, bruh.
You can't.
It's some you big can't. Dudes out there that's probably big and sweet, man. I'll knock your sweet tail out. Nah, this is a professional
careful,
football
man.
Player, bro. You dig
Cam
what I'm
like
saying?
6'5", 270, dog.
Yeah.
You don't want them problems,
I thought
dog.
He was 6'8", but he is about 6'5", 6'6", but he is 250 solid, bro.
Yeah, but what's even more crazy about that, dog? He swung no punch and held his own.
Yeah.
He never swung a punch, dog. He did not get off me, little dude. And his face, if you see his face, he is totally unbothered. It ain't no angst. Ain't none of that. That man just, he pushed these folks off like little flies, dog, man. Cam had the real MP. That joint ain't move. Oh, God. That joint didn't move at all, dog. That joint ain't move. It said, man, I'm down with you to the end, dog.
Right.
I got your back.
That boy, he witched him. He just twinkled his nose and threw him off.
Hey, I was thinking about the noise in my head. Tick, tick, tick.
You're right.
All right, man, we're going to get away from that right now.
Yeah,
go on,
man.
Go on,
hey,
say
look,
what you
got
to say before we get in trouble.
Have you ever thought I really enjoy what these guys are doing, this podcast? How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? Hit that like, that subscribe and notification button. So anytime that we go live, you guys know that we are live, man. We might do some impromptus. Look, the NBA is going on right now. So it may be a dope game where it happens on the weekend and we might just pop up to say something about it.
We might.
It is our time. You know what I mean? We starting to get into the football, but we really some basketball type guys. You dig what I'm saying? So you also can support Not the Same Podcast, Cash App, notthesamepodcast.com/support. The last three shows are on. And Look, sliding through in the comments. That help also. Mr. G, I heard you a little earlier when you said Scoot just 19. You are absolutely correct. But they put their trust in a 19-year-old the same way that the Hornets did with Miller over there. And I've seen it done too many times where franchises put their hope in a little young dude, i.e. Kwame Brown, i.e. it's so many different dudes that's young that a franchise to get rid of the vet that was doing his thing, and you would try to – that's the reason why I say it's a bust. Right now, he's developing, but you don't give away your franchise for a development unless you rebuild it, like I said. So I just had to go back to that just a little bit, Mr. G, just to let you know. I saw you one word.
We saw you. All right, man. See you. Catch us tonight. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for our Music and Faith show, playing the latest and greatest in CHH music and positive hip hop, as well as some dope topics. We'd be glad for y'all to slide through with us tomorrow night at 6, man. With that being said, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We're gonna let my boy Rob get some rest, man. We out here. We'll see y'all later.
Gave us the power, so we. He's showing out, that's why we.